Okay, everyone, we're going to start with the last session here. Just after this, of course, there is lunch. Please join us in the Hemingway Ballroom. Right now, we have Joshua Marpet, and he's going to be talking about zero knowledge, which is a really interesting topic. Thank you all. If you have discussions, you can take those outside. Thank you.
I'm going to make this quick because I'm the only thing standing between you and food. And that's a bad place to be. It's an old joke and a tired joke, but it's a really true point. Okay, so first off, really simply, my name is Joshua Marpet. I'm the COO and co-founder of Red Lion. Red Lion is an information security firm. We deal with everything from, oh dear God, the smallest little problem all the way up to, I'm working on it currently, a blockchain identity management for a nation state that I can't name. It's kind of fun stuff. It's always interesting when they go, we gotta have blockchain. Why? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so this is me. I have, my hat has its own Twitter account. I do not control it. Feel free to tag it. The people that do control it always get a cackle out of that. I run B-Sides Delaware. It's an information security conference in Wilmington, Delaware, in November. Feel free to come. It's free. If you really want to talk to people in the trenches of absolutely breaking things, that's the kind of conference that I run. I've actually devoted my life in the last few years to the intersection of business and technology, and there's a reason for that. It's because it's vastly, vastly, vastly unexplored, effectively. And I spent my entire life doing that kind of thing. For a long time, I was a cop. And I actually went through and explored the difference between physical security and logical security or information security. Spoiler alert, there isn't any difference. Okay? Now I'm doing the difference between business and technology. Spoiler alert, okay, there's some differences. Mostly in mindset. In reality, in the actual application, there's very little difference. If you have to protect something, you have to protect something. Whether it's a lawyer doing intellectual property protection for a patent on a piece of technology, or whether it's cryptography surrounding information, you have to protect it. The methodology might be different, but you have to still protect something. Okay. However, the mindsets are vastly, vastly different. Business people think in quarters. Business people think in sales. Technology people think in sustainable. Technology people think in various different ways, if that makes sense. And that's kind of where this whole thing is going. Okay. So bear with me. All right. So what is a zero-knowledge system? You should always start with that. All right. Start with simple. So a zero-knowledge system is pretty simple. I don't know anything about what you're doing. If I have an application that's a zero knowledge application, and this gentleman here is using it, I shouldn't know what he's putting in my application. I shouldn't know what he's doing. I shouldn't know what's going on, right? That makes sense? I mean, there's some other definitions, the mathematical proof, this, that, the other thing, but you get the idea. Okay, now why would we want a zero knowledge system? You go, well, of course. No, seriously, why? We'd want one for various files that I want kept secret. I want them kept secret even from her, okay? Code, if I have code, source code, and I want to keep my source code secret, but I want to be able to timestamp it to show that I was the first one out with this source code, okay, we're going back to patents when it was actually first to file type of thing, all right, then I want to put it in a system where I can pull it back out and go, look, I uploaded it on the 1st of January, he uploaded his code on the 1st of February, mine's older, I got it, it's mine. Okay. Plus, but I don't want the people that run that system to know what the code is because they could go, ha ha, we're going to take his stuff, right? How about medical records? There's actually an interesting little piece about medical records. I might want a slight knowledge system or a semi-knowledge system, not really zero knowledge. I might need to verify that this gentleman is actually, what's your name?
Jerry.
That this gentleman is actually Jerry. Okay. See, I took his information. I took his name. He volunteered it. It's okay. I took his name, and I can verify that this is Jerry based on certain information, but the rest of information is charts. I shouldn't be able to see. I'm just a clerk at the hospital, okay? So there are varying levels of zero knowledge, okay? So anyway, so this is a zero knowledge system. Okay, great. And we want that for various reasons. Remember I talked about blockchain? God forgive me, they want blockchain in everything these days. It's killing me. Okay, I have had more queries about blockchain in the past 6 months than I had in the last, how long has Bitcoin been out? 2009, 2008, something like that? Okay, was it 2008? Think so? Okay, yeah, I mean, quite a while. But in the last 6 months, it's been more, can you do blockchain? do you know blockchain? Is there blockchain in that? Can you do blockchain? Can you mine? And that one, I'm like, no, done. You don't mine blockchain, okay? Let's be honest. That's two separate technologies. Anyway, so, but we can use blockchain in legitimately, for once, in this case, for medical records, because I can use blockchain to federate knowledge from various sources that don't trust each other. You're, where do you live? What state?
California.
California. You're now in a different state. You break your arm in a tragic accident falling in a cup of coffee, okay? You go to the hospital. The hospital is not part of your California healthcare system, but because there is a blockchain-based healthcare information exchange, we can exchange information securely and trust that information due to blockchain. It's long and complex. If you want answers, I'm happy to provide them afterwards. But basically, it allows you to federate information. Federate's a bad word. It allows you to get information from various organizations and places without having to do a full information exchange on everything, just on his, and I can trust this information, okay? Now, I've got your medical records. I know you're allergic to erythromycin or this or that or the other thing, and if you actually are, I'm joking, I have no idea, okay? I'm not psychic, I swear, just on Tuesdays, but that's an extra charge. Okay, that was a joke. All right, so, but if I have a zero-knowledge system, I have conundrums, I have problems, okay? Because if I need to build a zero-knowledge system, who do I follow? Do I follow the FBI? Do I follow the NSA? Are these people ethical? Are these zero-knowledge systems that they might have built in some offshore repository ethical? I don't know. But I want to make sure that mine is ethical. I want to make sure that mine follows the proper way of doing things. I want to make sure that when I make a zero-knowledge system, okay, and I say, let's say that it's a file repository, okay? Let's say that we're building a file repository that's a zero-knowledge system. And we're going to ask that guy in the corner, we all know about him, do we want his files in our file repository system? I don't know. I don't know him. Remember, it's a zero-knowledge system. I don't know him. I've never seen him. He just goes through Tor, gets on this, says, I want to put some files up, does a VPN to Bulgaria, then VPNs to, you know, New Jersey. God knows New Jersey's bad enough. And wherever else, and then he wants to put files up in there, okay? I have no idea who this guy is. So how do I make sure that what I'm doing is ethical, that I'm not sponsoring things like terrorism, and no, I'm not, you know, whacking that dead horse anymore, okay? But it is real. How do I make sure that he's not putting child porn in there? By the way, speaking of blockchain and Bitcoin, this is really funny. Does anybody know why child porn and Bitcoin go together very well? Did you know that in the blockchain for Bitcoin, there is child porn? Not a joke. It was encoded 5 years ago. So technically, if you hold any Bitcoin at all, you're committing a federal crime. Now, the federal government has overlooked that. They're like, you can't do anything about it. Okay, but it is true, by the way. Anyway, there's also the eulogy for Len Sassaman, who is a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. I know his widow, married it. I knew Lena briefly. There's also a picture of Ben Bernanke. There's all sorts of weird stuff in the blockchain for Bitcoin. Anyway. But the point is if I build a zero-knowledge system, am I fostering bad ethics, okay? Am I fostering bad things happening? And it's a bit simplistic, but how do I make sure, or at least how do I attempt, how do I sleep at night knowing that I'm not doing these things? Does that make sense to everybody? This is where business and technology cross. How do I do a business piece that means my technology is ethically clean? Oh, that's interesting. Let's try this. I mean, because we want to foster free speech, because all free speech is legal, right? Wrong. That's true. If you yell fire in a crowded theater, this is the classic example. If you yell fire in a crowded theater and there's no actual fire, if there is fire, please yell fire, it's a detail. But if there's no actual fire, you are committing a crime. Okay? People can die in stampedes in a stadium. Like, it has happened more than a lot, all right? Don't do it, okay? So there are limits, but, so can you build one with ethical and legal considerations? Can you respect privacy and still respect the law? And the answer is yes, to an extent. So how do we do it? We don't let our employees look at content. Can you help me with this? Nope. Can you do this for me? Nope. Well, why? Because that's zero knowledge. Plus, if you do it for them, you now have knowledge of their content. If you have knowledge of their content, you may be required to report it. Okay? I need to put this copy of the Anarchist Cookbook up in your system. Can I do that? Now, technically, that's legal. It's totally fine. I need to put this video of me making things from the Anarchist... Okay, we're in a problem now. Okay? It might be legal, but I don't know enough about the explosives laws. Well, I actually do, but don't ask. So I have 30 seconds. Really quickly, a friend of mine is Evan Booth. If you've never seen Terminal Cornucopia, you really need to go look. Okay? He actually designed and built at home how to make all sorts of interesting and fun toys with things you buy behind the security in airports. So much fun. Anyway, shotguns, bombs, it's ridiculous. Anyway, the FBI visited him and went, seriously? He went, you let them buy it. I'm just going to show what you could do with it. Anyway, you have very clear terms of service and acceptable use and a checkbox saying, will you be hosting illegal content? Will you comply with our terms of service? Will you do what we say you need to do? Now, can somebody break that? Yes. But if they do, and a law enforcement agency comes to you with clear proof that they have done so, you have no ethical problem with popping whatever emergency hatch you might have built. Okay? No ethical problem with letting them take some of that content. When someone breaks your rules, okay, and we all know about terms of service, like abuse, and that is out there. I will be honest, I agree with you. But, okay, there are ways to do it right. Will you be hosting illegal content? Checkbox. No, I will not. Will you comply with our terms of service? Yes, I will. Here they are. Please read them. Okay, this is a business aspect of a technological problem, right? You're like, but I check those things without ever reading them. Not my problem, sorry. Okay? You check that you read them, guess what? That's like signing that contract to buy that house without actually reading it. Would you do that? No, because you're not an idiot. Okay? You put these sort of placements in, you put these pieces in that allow you to say, a law enforcement agency, you have a warrant for this guy's content? Because we all know about him. You're getting the content. Now, I may not be able to decrypt it, but you want to put a tap on his connections? It's cool. It's a valid FISA warrant. He's broken our, you know, you've shown me things that he has put up there that are against our terms of service and are violating us. You got anything you want. Now, there are also abuses of that. Anybody here remember Lavabit? Okay, be careful. Ladar Levinson, I met with him about 4 days after they took down Lavabit in Vegas, and he was already trying to come up with dark mail. And I gave him, he's an interesting dude. Not a crypto dude. But an interesting guy. Anyway, so there are things that you shouldn't do, okay? Content warning, mild vulgarity. So don't monitor your customer's content. Don't be inconsistent. Don't be unresponsive. Be a professional service product organization. Don't be an idiot, okay? This is how you hold up your end of the bargain. Make sense? And abuse at provider.whatever, okay, provider.porn's cute, ha, far, sorry, funny. But actually have somebody read those? It's an amazing concept, okay? So why do we care? Again, content warning, mild vulgarity. If you don't know what PMITA is, ask somebody. I'm not explaining it. You don't want to go to federal prison. You want to, thank you. You want to make sure that you actually are a professional. You want to respect privacy and respect the law. Now, with considerations, if the federal government comes knocking with a warrant for every single person in this room because he did something stupid, because we all know him, will I respect that warrant? I respect the warrant. I don't necessarily execute the warrant. I might call my lawyer and his lawyer and his lawyer and his lawyer and the EFF and everybody under the sun because I don't like that warrant. Okay? I don't know if I'd pull a Ladar and dump the entire system, but it'd be a problem. Okay? Does that make sense? Those are the considerations I'm talking about. I'm not saying don't let them ever touch anything. No, it's stupid. Come on. We all know cases where people have had their lives saved or bad stuff found or bad people found because of warrants that have been executed properly. It's when people overstep that things go bad. Okay. So we want to make sure that we do things in a right way. Now, so what does this whole 15 minutes of presentation that I spew out very fast mean? What I want to explain to you is that when you think of only the technical considerations of a problem at hand, you may be missing significant aspects in which you can solve that problem that don't require technical issues, technical solutions. Okay? I have shown you a zero-knowledge system, and in 10 minutes, basically, because I spout too many stories, in roughly 10 minutes out of this 15, I've explained how the business aspects of a zero-knowledge system, of an application or system, whatever you spin up, can actually solve the technological problems. Didn't have to put a content monitoring system in at all. Do you know why? We have the federal government. Let them do the content monitoring for my users. It's not my job. If I put it out there that it's a zero-knowledge system, I am not the content monitor. It's that simple. Okay? I can hand that off. I'm not copping out. I'm not fobbing it off on the federal government. That's their job. If they want to monitor content, let them do it legally. They've got Kalea. They've got everything under the bloody sun. Let them do it. Okay? Any problem you might have, make sure you think about the business aspects. Make sure you think about the technological aspects. Make sure you think about the humanity aspects, the people aspects. I call myself a human hacker. I find myself dealing with more humans than machines these days. I'm actually more of a frustrated techie than anything else these days. Okay? I have way too many Raspberry Pis at home, so I can actually feel like I'm technical anymore. So, this is where you can find me. I'm on the Metzdad cryptography list, Security Metrics, Daily Dave, I'm Nova Hackers 303, I'm all over the damn place. You can hit me on Twitter if you don't mind me checking it once a month. My wife actually likes to talk to me, so I don't check Twitter that much anymore. It's an amazing concept. But I want to have this thing called a life. I know, crazy. But hit me up, I'm easy to find. There's my phone number if you want to call me, it doesn't bother me at all. There's my email address. Questions, comments, wisecracks, good jokes. Talk to me. I did a really bad job. Good point. Lunch. Okay. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'm going to go grab lunch too. Yeah, do you have something or no? You're like, no, food. Come on, idiot.
Sorry, I have one question.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you actually read every terms of service that you have clicked OK to?
No. Do I read the ones that I think might be interesting? Yes. But it depends on the, okay, you know the concept of data classification and, you know, confidentiality, integrity, availability, right? If it's something that matters to those, to some data that I care about, yes. If it's something that matters to data I don't care about, no. It's that simple. I run data classification scheme on my own personal life. As do all of us, by the way.
If you don't read the contract, how do you know what it applies to?
Because I understand what the application applies to. If I only give the application, like let's say you sign up for some SaaS service, okay? This is, by the way, a great question. I love it. Thank you. And I know you did it for fun, but I'm still having fun with it. Let's say you sign up for a SaaS service, and the information you provide is, and you know how they all do, like sign up with Google, sign up with Facebook. Oh, hell no. I'll create my own account for this. Thank you very much, because I don't want to give them access to that information unless I read those terms of service. Does that make sense? So I'm actually watching what I give them. Remember, look, people will sell their password for a chocolate bar. This is not a joke. They did a study. Okay, I'm not about to do that. No, I'm serious. Like they actually set up a kiosk in a park and were like, "Can we buy your password to your webmail account? You know, give us your username and password. We'll give you a chocolate bar." People were like, "Sure." I'm like, "Okay." It's a great research project. If anybody wants to do it again, I'd love to see the repeatability of that. So I watch what information I give out, and I charge appropriately. Some of that charge is my time. We are professionals. We do this for a living. Our time costs money. If you're going to read a terms of service, make it worthwhile. Does that make sense? I know it's a little inconsistent. It's the best I can do with what I've got, man. Until we get an AI that'll read it for me and tell me the salient points. By the way, it was mostly Reddit. If you ever need one, just submit one to Reddit. Go, dude, this terms of service is nasty. Some schmuck with like 20 hours on his hands and no job will read it and go, oh my God, it's like, did you know that that's how the Apple iTunes don't use this for nuclear weapons production was found? Somebody read it. It was like 57 pages buried deep. Buried 57 pages deep. Do not use Apple iTunes for nuclear weapons. It was like six versions ago. That was in the terms of service. Okay, so yeah, I put them up on Reddit and I go, does anybody know how bad this one is? Somebody goes, look at paragraphs 3, 7, and 12. I'm like, wow, you have no life. But thank you. So it works. Any more questions? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. Go have lunch. Thank you.